This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner, reporting WSIU News. The Supreme Court is set to hear a case that will decide whether lawsuits for retroactive damages from climate change can be heard in state courts. Advocates argue the lawsuits are a way to hold fossil fuel companies accountable. Following the Trump administration's revocation of the 2009 endangerment finding, which formed a legal basis for many emissions regulations, legal experts believe state-level lawsuits may have a better chance of succeeding. Similarly, they argue the government's decision to not regulate greenhouse gas emissions opens the door for states and localities to create their own rules. Corey Ridey White with the Center for Climate Integrity says it's crucial to hold the oil and gas industry responsible for its contributions to the climate crisis.
These suits call them out for their decades of deception and say that under different tort theories or statutes like consumer protection statutes, they should be held liable and forced to pay their fair share of the harm that their deception has caused.
Oil and gas advocates have argued so-called make polluters pay policies provide punishment without a fix. They warn these lawsuits could raise energy costs on consumers and penalize companies for legal behavior. Older women report significantly greater financial insecurity than their male counterparts, especially women ages 50 to 64, according to new data. The report, released by AARP, found fewer than half of women over 50 feel confident they'll have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Stacey Triplett with AARP says the rising cost of living is behind much of that anxiety.
They're feeling things like not being on target for the savings that they'd like to have at this time facing retirement or for emergency expenses. They're also reporting that they're concerned about Social Security and Medicare being available.
Triplett says this data should not be ignored, in part because women over 50 are reliable voters, making up more than a quarter of the electorate in 2024. She says candidates must address the financial stress and lack of opportunity that many older women face. The National Weather Service out of Paducah says that a few strong to severe thunderstorms are possible tomorrow. Large hail and damaging winds could be the main threats. You're listening to WSIU.